You're not the only one who's had that on your hair recently, Jessica. You gotta reload a D6. Three bullets. Kabul. He is now out of bullets. He's going to attempt a pistol whip you. Six.
My parry's a seven.
Mr. No.
Your parry is absurd.
Mr. Jack.
Same parry as you. My parry's a five. You said earlier it was a seven.
Because of my deflection.
Oh.
So go ahead and drop one right there with a small template.
Eight agility, that's 4 plus 2, 6. And then
you will succeed.
One from my
just succeed.
Seven.
Seven in that area takes 11.
To who?
Bam, bam, bam.
Okay.
What's your toughest?
8.
8? How's your toughest than me? Oh, that's true. You're shaking. You take another wound?
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
Actually, that tank gets more.
Ah! Alright. That's everyone in the round. Was it shuffled, babe?
Yes.
King of Spade! He still attempts to piss. Oh, no, he actually has to unshake at this point. This is so not going to plan. So not going to plan.
Seven.
He unshakes, and since you are shaken, he will move half his pace. 1, 2, 3.
This is not like they're trying to kill William.
Yeah, we might want to take him out though, so we can.
Alec. You won't shake, but not quite with a raise.
What the?
You move higher pace.
The Pumpkin King is going to attempt to do exactly what he just did. 6 hits the area. Doing 10. You're shaking again. You take another wound?
Yeah.
What's that put you at? 3.
3 as he's. As there are exploding pumpkin heads everywhere. The Scarecrow's turn. Six.
My parry's currently 7.
Damn. Okay. He's next race just going to use a scything. Ryan.
How?
The Scarecrow.
No matter what, I stagger 3 toward him.
I'm back here. 3.
Kind of unsportsmanlike.
As these two wounded Englishmen are going.
1.
You're not on shake.
There's no way I'm going to unless I get like 2 raises.
Welcome
or 2 explosions.
Whatever. Jessica. You can see the Englishmen are busy insulting each other's honor and ego.
And chase each other
through a barley field.
amid explosions and such.
Pumpkins.
It's epic. I'm epically staggering after him as he's epically staggering away out of bullets. I have him, but no, I'm so wounded.
It's a Milta.
Flama.
Is there anything in this field besides weeds?
No.
There's a bunch of dead bodies.
Yeah, there are 4 dead bodies now. About it. A few spent shell casings.
Quite a few spent shell casings at this point.
Quick, gather those. Then you can combine them with lead and some powder and make new bullets.
Excuse me.
I just recycled mine.
Alright, well, if he's going after him, I suppose I'll try and
ECL packs and
I'll aim at the Scarecrow.
You aim at the Scarecrow.
What?
You like the energy go.
Ivan.
Currently.
Roll to see if you want to shake, I guess, or are you shaking?
8. 11! You want to shake with a raise, you can actually act. Ah! Stabbing the Scarecrow.
Five.
Bible just miss.
Since I haven't been attacking recently, since
that's he... right.
I do gang provide him the gang up.
That is correct. There you go.
Finally, someone else besides me get the Joker.
No kidding.
Jessica, you were aiming, and apparently you were aiming really, really well.
I was also planning on using this. This that can. Is he considered a wild god?
The Scarecrow?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Considered.
And so what's the tagline for this? This is for my father. I don't care, babe. I'm just thinking of something fun.
I don't think there are many scarecrows in where I live.
This is because you're creepy!
Okay.
Awesome.
Net of a plus four.
Six.
You have the raise.
That was almost guaranteed, wasn't it?
She rolled a pair of twos.
So I was just seeing if I rolled a one.
Alright, so, and she also gets a plus four to damage.
So 3d6 plus four.
Yep.
Age 10, 13, or 14.
14, yes.
14?
Uh-huh.
Yep. You're shaking. You know, some of the straw kind of shoots out the back.
Yeah.
I suppose it was only because there was fire that I managed to...
Yes. Bullets don't do a lot to it. She actually did really well to shake it with a bullet.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Fine. Hay.
And a bit of decayed flesh, I guess.
Attempt to unshake. Nope.
I'll move.
In front of him?
Yeah, I guess.
How dare you!
You cannot get away.
You fool! We need to escape! Oh, there we go.
Second attack hits with a raise.
10. Actually, that's 10, right? Either way you look at it.
Yeah, because I got
not be a raise. Minus one because your wounds are nine. That's why. And this is your knife?
Yep.
Okay.
I got a four.
Yeah, you hit him. Pumpkin Jack. Oh well, you know what?
How's he doing that?
Because he's awesome.
I thought
actually, you're right. Hold on, let me make my spellcraft roll. He succeeds.
Okay.
Come on, William, we've got a lot to talk about.
Stop him!
How?
Fuck if I know!
Grab the body.
Let's
that's
see.
He
started this job 5 days ago!
I was a yacht!
This is our first week!
We must run, you fool! As he's stumbling
in. No, I won't let you get away!
He's doing shaking ankles with a guard. Stop it!
Run away from a battle is not sportsmanlike.
Oh! It needs sunshake.
It does?
Yeah, yes. Just Jessica shook it. Shake it. Shake it good.
Plus shake it good.
How did that go?
It got shot.
It's more like... pulls out some straw. Frowny bag face.
This straw is slightly singed.
Frowny bag face.
It's kind of cute in its own way.
9, 2, 9, 8... 6, 3. Ivan, you're first. To no one's surprise.
No. No.
All right.
I got a
surprise. Ryan.
Eight. You actually unshake.
Minus three.
It's five.
Five. You unshake.
Still unshake.
You can't do anything this round.
I can move forward three spaces.
1, 2, 3.
Get it!
You won't let your pride be wounded, Jessica.
You will be brought down as a destruction of justice.
I am the law.
Not anymore. I'm putting you under citizen's arrest.
What?
For associating with the cabal.
We pay taxes, you know.
What?
Yes. All evil folk pay taxes.
That's a lie.
Does that mean good folk don't pay taxes?
I've had to bring in plenty of evil organizations for tax evasion.
Then they weren't truly evil.
One of them murdered kittens.
So they're just kittens.
Cthulhu kittens.
I know we're gonna ethically fail at this, but I suppose I'll grab onto William.
Okay.
Try and pin, hold him down.
Tug of war!
Not tug of war, just hold him down.
I understand. Basically what that means is when he...
Because I don't want him to lose a limb.
When basically it's going to be opposed strengths.
Yeah.
Can you win a strength check against a ghost?
He uses his magic.
He's using, his spirit at this point. Mr. Cabal.
Spirit using his spirit?
No.
Running through the barley field at night.
How romantic.
Alright, babe.
I'm chasing him with blood and, like, dust and barley bits all over me.
It must be true love.
I was tempted to do a smarts check, but I couldn't think of anything.
Seven.
Hey, now this one's mine. Don't get your own.
All right, the golem or the scarecrow needs to see if he unshakes.
He does.
Okay. Let's see if I unshake. Oh. I unshake with a
raise.
Yep, 14.
Got plus one to hit it.
Swing! Swing! Are you furiously poking him?
Yes.
Furiously poking. You effectively have a plus three to hit.
+11.
Hit with a raise.
Hooray!
Burn! Burn!
Fire! Fire! Burn!
+12 +2 is 14.
14? 18? From 7, that's 2. And 1. Burn 1. These are 2 wounds. And shaken.
Mm. Nice.
She's hot. The Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades.
The Lich of Spades.
But good old Jack has a joker.
Great.
When I said mine, I meant mine!
Four.
You got a pair of fives. Oh, he's barely still there.
That's really hurts.
The Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades.
No, you guys are getting it wrong. The correct answer is Mace of Spades.
Move on the other side of him.
Since you're
mad. He's like, I can do something at a -3.
Shh.
Don't tell me about the -3.
So minus, don't tell me
about it. It's only a -2.
So we got a 3.
3!
You miss, sir. Mr. Cabal.
Let's see if he unshakes.
2-1. Stop it! Stop it!
Okay. Well, I can only pray I go before him, so I will aim.
Okay. You will aim. Scarecrow.
Need sunshake.
Does so with a race.
I'm gonna do that.
Last stand! You know what? You have the fire. You don't. He's gonna bag you.
I've got until the next Joker is drawn.
And he's not using it, so he doesn't get it.
No, I can move right now.
Here's your raise. Alright. Ivan, give me a vigor check.
Vigor is 86.
Vigor at a minus 2.
Minus 2?
Yep. That's just what his ability is.
So that's a minus 3?
Yep, effectively.
You take a fatigue level.
You take a fatigue level. As you...
You're at a minus 1 to everything now.
Now! You can attempt to break out. It's a strength check.
And what's the other... Is there any other option?
You can stand there and take it.
You can break free by winning an opposed strength check, so not really.
Okay.
Yeah, he holds it.
Those under roll double ones.
Alec,
let him or her go! Wild attack.
Burn her! No, wait, burn him!
Burn the witch!
Could be a
witch!
A female scarecrow.
This was Thomas.
He has a very masculine
woman. Seven.
Seven will hit.
Okay.
Strength and a d4.
Where did those go?
Six.
Oh. It's attempting to drag.
So, total of a 10, I believe it is, after the fire bonus.
Yep. That'll be enough to shake it. Can you shuffle one of these? I'll shuffle the other.
Yeah, shuffle the other one?
No. I've been trying to keep two pages at once.
In an effort to do something, one, two, three. Right here. Should you break out, you now have a plus 2 toughness and plus 2 parry.
The next Joker.
Which will be... Nah. Well, if Ivan gets the Joker, honestly, that'll help.
Yes. I'm willing to sacrifice that. I mostly played it because I thought he was going to attack me and it would cancel the effect of my last attack.
Technically, it has a plus 2 to his toughness now, so make it...
Here you are.
Make it toughness.
That's exactly how that card works, by the way.
You mean a Joker attraction? Oh my gosh. Alright, Ivan. You have the Joker.
Okay, so you have a...
Give me a vigor check.
You have a plus 2 from the Joker. Minus 1 from your wounds, minus 1 from fatigue. So net of a minus 2.
Mm-hmm.
5.
You suffocate another level. Do you wish to attempt to break out?
Break out!
You have a plus 2.
Oh!
Nice.
9 plus 2 is 11.
Minus...
4... No, minus 2. Because of the Joker. No, I already counted the plus 2, so... 7.
7? You still beat my 5.
Yeah.
Bah! And
this job sucks.
I think the fatigue lasts until you can breathe for a couple rounds.
The fatigue lasts... It recovers at a rate of 1 per hour.
Oh. Okay.
Jessica. You do indeed go before he does.
Hooray!
Are you shooting him or the kid?
It's not really the kid.
The guy?
Yes.
You missed, though.
Plus 2 minus 1 is 4. You do indeed hit.
Are you trying to kill the kid so he can't get him?
Yes.
That's about what I'd do.
Yeah.
9. He is just an extra, so you'll hit and wound.
Of course, now you can
it's better going. To kill him now than...
Yep, you're right.
No, well, we all support you on that.
Have the ghost do something with him.
Please, can't we just kill each other later?
No.
You're the one who wants to kill him
now. Mr. Pumpkin Jack, he looks at you with this...
Excuse me. Mine.
Oh, I'll remember you. I will remember you. He will start sauntering towards you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I run away.
And it looks like he's starting to charge up something big.
Fire, fire, fire!
If only my...
It does look like every time you hit this guy, he fluctuates a little. Ryan.
To the other side of him. You will not get away!
-2. 1.
It's okay, dude. That's exactly how he's rolling. Alec.
Bullshit.
It's not my fault you can't roll a damn 6. You've got a D8, or you can explode, for heaven's sakes.
Burn the witch!
It carries a 6. It's not as though it's ungodly high.
11?
11, you'll hit with a race.
Yep, yeah, yep. Yeah. Okay. No, D6, D8, D4.
You will shake him.
So 6. Yep. That's 10. Yep.
2. Whoa. The scarecrow.
Roll to see if he unshakes.
He unshakes.
Okay.
He looks like he's about to put the smackdown on her.
Oh, shit.
But it is Mr. Cabal's turn first.
-2 is a 3.
God.
Ivan, it's your turn.
It's not my fault you can't roll to save your damn life.
You have a net, you have a +1 from gang up.
So 11, or 9, looks like we're going with 11, -4, 2 fatigue, 1 wound.
So 3.
And my second attack. Nothing.
So 1 hit.
So my attack.
1 hit. Uh-huh.
No raise, right?
No raise.
7.
7, you shake him. Or no, you don't shake him, I'm sorry, because that's a knife.
Run away!
Run away, little girl. Run away.
I will drop my gun, put my lantern in my main hand, and smack him with it. Attempt to break it.
Alright, that sounds like a wild attack. I think it should be a wild attack.
Yeah, it probably should be.
You effectively have a +2 to hit because of gang ups.
So +4 net.
Ah! 6.
Spend a Benny.
6 hits.
Oh, okay. You might want to spend a minute just to go for the raise, honestly.
Meh. Your call.
It is.
Well, what do it do?
Add an additional...
It add an extra d6 damage.
What does what lantern, the lantern do?
It would be a d4.
Strength plus your d4.
So 2d4?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You need the raise.
Not really, but whatever. You really think so?
We do.
Well, Alec thinks so.
Well, he's got a good D. 7. Okay. Still hit.
Okay. Now we just re-roll. Okay, so that's 4, 10, 14.
If it's
2d4 and a d6?
You can get a raise.
Never mind. 4.
4? Plus 2 for wild attack is 6. Plus 4 from fire is 10. You shake him.
Does the oil stay on him?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Roll d6. If it, on roll for 1, he catches fire. He is indeed on fire. His turn. Make an agility check or suffer a wound.
No.
He suffers a wound. He now needs to unshake from said wound. He does unshake, but that's all he does. So he's like, brah! 7 of hearts.
Boon Frozen. I will hit you.
You don't have to stop moving in front of him. It actually essentially allows me to get further away.
He got a 4.
Why?
Because you keep moving, and he moves, and he moves, and he moves.
Yeah.
He's essentially getting further away.
He would move that 3 regardless.
So you would get an attack on Toonie on him.
Yes, you're the reason why he's gotten this far.
He got a 4. He has no weapon, so that's a plus 2 to Ryan's. Didn't he drop his pistol?
No, he never dropped his pistol. Oh, now you're all going to die.
I tried to take him out with my hand.
He will hit the area with a raise, which is 1, 2, 3 of you.
Aww.
This is going to suck.
Yeah.
Kind of.
10, 12.
I take Captain a wound.
6.
Alec is now finally wounded. You will take a wound. Ivan takes another wound. He is now fatigued 2 and wounded 2. You soak it. Alec, you're wounded, my good man. This is now when you start failing your shaken checks.
He was failing them earlier.
Ivan gets a 3. Jessica gets an ace. Alec gets a 10. Ryan gets a 9. Ball gets a 5. Scarecrow gets a king. Pumpkin King gets a jack. See if he continues burning. He does not burn this turn. He unshook. This time he's going to attempt to put himself out completely. He will succeed. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, you were an ace. You go first. What are you doing?
That's a good question. My plan worked.
Kite the ghost?
That's the best I can do. However, now I have no light source.
I almost die, ain't I?
Oh, you're fine.
I suppose I run back and grab my gun. No, I go through him because I think it's funny.
You know it doesn't do anything, but at least make you feel better. Okay. His turn. Now he attempts to do an agility check, and he doesn't.
I'll remember you. Congratulations, you gained the major enemy hindrance.
Alec.
Sweet! More points!
Attempt to unshake? There, apparently still sounds like a scuffle out in the woods.
Okay, I'm fine.
Ryan!
Oh my gosh! 13! 10!
You hit him with a 10?
It's a 13.
Minus
3.
3?
It's a 15. Wait.
Minus your wounds.
Yes, okay, whatever.
You hit.
You still hit with a raise.
Yeah.
Okay, so D8, whatever.
Your strength, your vigor, your strength and your vigor.
My strength and my vigor? Cool, I like that.
Does this suffer the minus 3 as well?
No.
Would that be a body slam?
7, 8, plus 5, 13.
That is one wound. He's up to 3 wounds. And because I think it is awesome, it is now his turn. I'm going to burn a GM Benny to unshake him. He's going to swing at you and then attempt to run off the map. He is, of course, going to wild attack, because nothing left to do at this point.
Whip.
Miss. 1, 2, 3. Go ahead and make your attack of opportunity.
Minus 2 to his parry.
Mm-hmm.
Good, because I needed that. That hits him.
6.
Roll your damage.
8 and a d4. Roll your strength and a d4.
Let's see. 8 minus 2 is a 6. That wouldn't hit me anyways, though. No. It's a 6.
You shake him. So it stops right there. Ivan, there's still a scuffle. He's almost off the map.
He's two squares away. Technically one, but you know, the second square is off.
I don't really care.
Alright,
If anything,
I go and retrieve my knife and loot the bodies.
No, it's more like thunk. Drag. Alright, so basically it's down to Ryan.
Okay.
Yes, it's perfectly down
two,
to Ryan.
2, 8.
We'll see if he can unshake with his minus 3. No.
No.
Misses, but he moves up behind him.
Okay, so he's right there. You get the Joker.
Yeah!
Wouldn't Ryan get an attack opportunity?
Sure, he did.
Oh.
All
that's why he's shaking again.
It's all out attacking, plus a Joker, so you got a net of a plus 2.
Plus 4. Oh, yeah. Plus his wounds.
Now he doesn't need it. Roll your damage. You have a total of plus 4.
I kept the current elder in power. It gave me more repetition.
6, 10.
10? Yeah. That's a wound. That flat.
2, 4, 6. Actually, 8.
What rank are you with something?
Yeah, 10, right.
Five. It's a second shaken. Right. He finally drops.
God. We find you. You know, you didn't have to kill him.
I completed the job.
He was a mockery of the law.
I did everything that Corpse Elder did.
We have his name. We can get arrested.
I succeeded treating my own wound.
All right.
You do realize you double your penalties when you do it.
Yeah, he said a minus 2.
I might have missed a
roll in
there.
Okay,
how's manage your own wound. Let's see if anyone else can get help. Okay, so that absorbs you for 10 minutes. All right, everyone else, minus 3, and she's at minus 2 wounds. You can't heal the fatigue.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Let's start with
that. Final the cultist.
Pistols?
4 pistols?
Mm-hmm. Nothing? Okay.
We all have
bullets. I can really start working now, correct?
Oh!
8
minus 2 is 6.
So I said I
have one wound. And who are you working on?
I'll move over to Ryan.
Okay.
I guess
I'm hit.
3. There you go.
There you go.
9, so 6. Ryan heals one wound.
And this is now what? Turn 3, 3 for you.
That is a 3.
3. Nothing. Number 5.
Okay. Nothing.
Double ones, you wound him.
I'm sorry, Ryan. Do you have a mini? Oh, you can't spend a mini on me.
Here, does this help? Ah! Last check.
Got it bad.
Okay, can you assist me at this point?
Yes.
This is the last one.
I do not assist.
4.
6.
Minus 3 is 3. So congratulations, sir. You are wounded. Massively.
You're fine.
You're just tired at this point. You're just like...
Must have loot.
Do you want me to shoulder carry you?
Basically, there are a total of 5 pistols, and between all of them, there's basically going to be about 20 bullets.
See, this is how we replenish the bullets in the lodge. We don't buy bullets. We just loot it from the cabal.
I'm going to go get William's body to take back to...
He's got a single gunshot wound in his chest.
Pick him up.
Just as a question, do you really want to be seen walking to town with a man with a bullet wound in his chest, being the only outsiders in town that are not members of the law?
Alright, I set him near the corpses of the Cabal.
Okay.
We could to a doctor.
Burn this place.
Little smiley, half-broken pumpkins all over the place.
It's already burning at this point.
Yeah.
Well, it is kind of moist, though.
Burn it.
Yeah, it is. No, it's going to be
explosions.
Why don't we get out of town and, as we're leaving, send a letter to the mayor?
Case closed. Also, mayor's not to be trusted. The detective was soon going into the mayor's office.
Yeah.
Then why don't we investigate the mayor?
I don't feel like doing it.
Well, we don't have to do it right now.
I don't feel like doing it.
We don't have to do it right now.
All
right.
Honestly,
I myself would love my beauty sleep.
Honestly, you guys gonna let the bodies burn or what?
I thought we just try and find a way to inconspicuously get someone else out here to discover them.
Susan.
Sarah Lee.
Sarah Lee, yeah.
I don't really want to be the one to deliver. Yeah, we had to kill William.
William.
Who'd you kill?
I won't tell her Jack. I'm horrible. A horrible liar.
I can't.
Well, these two were killed by a knife wound. These two were killed via bullets. He was killed via a sword. That's on fire. He was killed by a bullet.
Hey, I'm fine here. None of these are axe wounds.
So the guy that was tied up died?
Yep. He was about to be dragged off to have horrible, unspeakable things done to him. So Jessica put him out of his misery.
Okay. All right. Well, then that would be the end of this adventure, I take it?
Yep. So you guys will basically send a secret letter and hope someone else will take care of this and that they're good people.
There will always be people trapped in intolerable situations. There will always be people who have to hide what they are for fear of persecution. There will always be attempts to suppress a minority. There will always be people in power who are corrupt. There will always be megalomaniacs who want to take control of everything. And the people thought least likely to speak out, least likely to make a difference, always will. Vajra Enterprises Fiction Podcast, updated every other weekend with stories from the worlds of Vajra Enterprises games, including The Dark and Dangerous City of Fates Worse than Death, The Magical and Mysterious Tibet, The Cosmological and Ontological Horror of In Dark Alleys, The Post-Apocalyptic Savagery of Kid World, and The Haunted Past of Hoodoo Blues. www.indarkalleys.com.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.